But right now, we're going to do another quickfire quiz, and we're going to hear all about the dead natives. And hopefully, Liam is on the line. Very good evening, Liam.
Hello, mate. How you doing?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you. How are you? What have you been up to over Christmas?
I'm superb, mate. Yeah, well, you know, the usual eating and drinking and stuff like that.
Is it a busy time? Is it a busy time at the moment for you guys?
We've just finished recording the new EP, which is out like next week, I think. So we've been like flat out with that, but it's start playing shows again next week. So it's going to be awesome.
So you're a four-piece alternative rock band based in Surrey. Tell us a little bit about how you got together and when you got together.
We formed last, like, May, I think. We sort of, me and the drummer, Nick, we met a while before, but then, like, we had a like few different lineups and stuff before we eventually got the right fit. And, yeah, like, here we are now, like, all like a little family.
What about when you formed last summer, was there a particular band that you not wanted to emulate, but a sound that you wanted to go for? Who were your inspirations?
I mean, we all have quite like different influences. Personally, me, I'm like really influenced by like Arctic Monkeys and stuff like that. But like we listen to a lot of like Oasis and Joy Division and Nirvana, and yeah, we like to keep it varied.
Yeah, such great bands, rock and roll bands sort of forming in the early 90s. That period was such an inspiration to so many bands that even bands that are forming today.
Yeah.
What's your plans for the 2017 then? You obviously forming last year, have you got plans for the summer?
Well, obviously, I think the our new EP, which is called Something Strange, is out next Friday the 13th. Which is an unlucky day, isn't it? To be honest.
Hopefully not for you.
No, absolutely not. I'm not too into that superstition thing, so I'm hoping it's going to be a really nice day, sunny weather, etc. But yeah, apart from that, we're like the aim is to just play as many shows as we can and sort of continue to get our name out there and stuff like that.
We're looking forward to hearing your track a little bit later. Before we do that, we're going to just talk a little bit about football. Who's your team?
I'm a Chelsea man.
Okay, can we stop this interview now? Is that all right? Can we do that? No, it's fine. I'm not going to reveal that, but it's we're in at the moment. We're in sixth position in the Premier League. Yeah, we're away behind you. As a Chelsea fan at the moment, after last season, could you have imagined winning, was it 13 in a row now?
Yeah, 13 in a row. It could be 14 tomorrow night, which I'm very much hoping.
Yeah, as a Man U fan, I do actually want you to beat Tottenham tomorrow, to be fair.
No, it's been amazing, mate. Like, obviously, since Conte's come in, like, it was, obviously last season was a disaster. So to have, like, him come in and sort of, because obviously we've got the top players there, but last season they weren't performing for whatever reason, and now he sort of manages to change sort of the team spirit of it, and obviously with the formation change, going to that 3-4-3, which has obviously worked like wonders, because you know we're not conceding many goals and we're beating teams for fun at the moment.
Now, I ask myself whether it's Conte or Kante that's made the difference, because obviously Leicester winning the league last year, he was phenomenal. He's come into your side. And
I think it's the mixture of both. Obviously, like at the moment, he's definitely one of the best holding midfielders in the world. So I think his addition and Conte's tactical genius has worked wonders for us, mate.
What do you think of the rest of the season then? Do you think this trophy is yours?
I think it's ours to lose, yeah. I think tomorrow, I mean, it would if we, you know, we'd won 13 games on the bounce, and if we lose against Tottenham tomorrow, that's going to kind of ruin the previous 13 games. So, I'd have rather lost 13 games and then beat Tottenham.
Honestly, yeah, the rivalry runs that deep. Do you think there's any coincidence with Liverpool and Chelsea obviously leading the way and not being in European football?
Yeah, I think that's definitely one of the main things, because, you know, we've got a lot more time on the training ground, you know, not sort of all those games to worry about, so that's probably a factor. But, you know, that's going to be used as an excuse against us when we win the league, so...
When you win the league. Very confident Chelsea fan, and why not after 13 wins in a row? How's your general football knowledge?
Oh, it's all right, I think, yeah.
Okay, well, you're good because you're about to play our quickfire quiz, and we've got Mark and Kaylee, our guests in the studio, are going to play along with you as well.
This is the Quickfire Football Quiz, what can only be described as the toughest football quiz in the world. Well, probably in the UK. Definitely in Surrey. Are you ready?
So, Liam, you're ready to play. Mark, you feeling confident with this one?
I wasn't until I heard this fella. He sounds really confident, so not as confident.
And, Kaylee, this is a decider now, because we've done two little competitions and you're one apiece.
I think I've got to let Mark win, because otherwise Dorking Wanderers are going to not win the league and it's going to be all my fault. So
we're going to go downhill.
Right, let's get on with the quiz then. Before we do that, actually, I've kind of lost a bit of paper that I had. This is what happens, to tell you what time you need to beat. So basically, you need to do it as quick as you possibly can. We'll add on time if you skip questions. And that is how it works. It's really simple. You can play along wherever you're listening. You need to beat a time of 1 minute and 3 seconds to get yourself at top of our leaderboard. And if you want to beat the band that were on earlier, the Hollows, then I think it was 1 minute 48 they got, did they? Yeah, 1 minute 48. So you got 1 minute 48 to beat if you want to be kind of the champion of the champion of today. I'm sure you will, as a Chelsea fan, you know, sitting pretty at the top of the league. Right, let's get on with this. So your time starts now. Which football club's chairman outlasted an Olympic gold medalist, an EastEnder and a Pop Idol winner in 2016's Strictly Come Dancing?
Oh man, no, I don't know that.
Is that pass?
Yeah, no, I'll skip that one.
Vicarage Road is the home ground of which club?
Watford.
The E in UEFA stands for what?
European.
True or false, while signed for West Ham, Rio Ferdinand had a loan spell at AFC Bournemouth?
False.
Fred the Red is the mascot of which team?
Sorry, say that again?
Fred the Red is the mascot of which team?
Oh, I don't know, I'm going to go Leighton Orient.
In 2016, out of the following, who was the first Premier League manager to be sacked? Remy Gard, Jose Mourinho or Steve McLaren?
First one, Remy Gard.
True or false, Ukraine were the only team not to score in Euro 2016?
False.
Last year's Ballon d'Or was won by who?
Cristiano Ronaldo.
Name a fixture which would be classed as a derby.
Chelsea Tottenham.
Glad All Over by the Dave Clark Five is commonly associated with
Crystal Palace.
Club. Okay, stop the clock. Stop it there. How do you think you did?
Oh, all right, I think, maybe.
How do we do?
I think that one was harder than the first quiz.
Was it? Okay, well, let's find out. So, which football club's chairman outlasted Olympic gold medalist, an EastEnder and a Pop Idol winner in 2016's Strictly Come Dancing? It was Delia Smith. Did anyone get that?
No.
No. Okay. I think it was a toughie. I didn't get it right in the practice earlier. Vicarage Road is the home ground of which team? All got that? Watford?
Watford for sure, that one.
The E in UEFA stands for what, Kaylee?
I went with your bandman.
European?
Yeah.
Yeah, correct. True or false, while signed for West Brom, Rio Ferdinand had a loan spell at AFC Bournemouth. It was...
I said true.
Yeah, it was true.
Harry Redknapp had a few of sending people to Bournemouth.
Wow.
It was true. Fred the Red's a mascot for... This was the best answer ever. You gave Leighton Orient as your answer. Was there a reason for that? Or are you just plucking Leighton Orient out?
No, it's just completely random, mate.
I love the answer. It was, what is it was, Mark?
Yeah, I mean, I started copying Orient because he said Orient. And then I crossed it out thinking it can't be Orient.
What did you put, Kaylee?
I put Crawley, but I don't think it is. I don't know the name of a mascot. Oh, it's okay. Just a devil.
You'll kick yourself. It's Manchester United. In 2016, out of the following, who was the first Premier League manager to be sacked? Remy Gard, Jose Mourinho or Steve McLaren? What did you go for, Mark?
Mourinho, I said.
Kaylee?
I went Gard.
And you went Remy Gard as well. It was actually Steve McLaren, March 2016.
Oh, wow.
We are good.
True or false, Ukraine were the only team not to score in Euro 2016? You went false.
I went true.
What did you go for, Case? It was, in fact, true. Ukraine scored no goals in their three group games. There we go.
Unbelievable.
Learn something new every day. Last year's Ballon d'Or was won by Cristiano Ronaldo. Did everyone get that? Yeah, we all got that. Name a fixture which would be classed as a derby. You obviously came in straight away and said Chelsea, Tottenham. What would you put?
Celtic, Glasgow Rangers.
And Kayleigh?
I bet Pompey Scum.
Pompey Scum. Obviously referring to Portsmouth Southampton. Glad All Over by the Dave Clark Five is commonly associated to which football club? We all probably got that as Crystal Palace. Right, so Liam, your score.
Yeah, we know you won, Mark.
Mark won in the studio. Liam, your score was at 2:07, which puts you on the leaderboard in 17th position.
17th.
Now, I'm going to say this. Remy, you told me earlier how many bands you've actually had on.
35.
We've had 35 mid-table. Bands on mid-table. In this league table. So mid-table's not bad.
Mid-table.
Yeah. So
obscurity.
I'm okay with that.
Okay. Listen, thank you so much for coming on the show tonight.
No worries,
man. We wish you all the best with 2017. And I'm just going to leave it to you to introduce your track.
Yeah, well, it is The Love I Have, isn't it?
That is the one, yeah.
Yeah, this was our first single, which we released last June. So, yeah. I hope you enjoy it.
Days when I wonder if I loved you at all. Stay on my mind. You want to believe. You best stay.